We'll move along here. 1980, you had another international cruise. This was on the Queen Elizabeth II.
QE2.
Yeah.
To England. It was a great trip. Then later, about our conventions, we could no longer write them off if they were foreign registered ships. So later we had our conventions like in Germany on the Rhine River. We would take over an entire boat, and then later we had to have two boats. We had so many going that would take cruises on the Rhine River.
That had to be something for you. Here you were coming back to Germany, where your roots really were.
That's right.
And here this successful company you bring on the Rhine.
I enjoyed visiting with relatives. I used to go back and visit with them. A little of that low German was with me when I had a beer or two and could visit with my relatives.
And then you introduced this concept to your business that you had learned in selling margarine, where you told the florists the same as you told people who were going to buy margarine, you could only buy 5 ads.
This was an unbelievable growth. We averaged growing 1,000 shops a year. We always accumulated information as to, if we didn't sell them, were they a desirable shop? And if they were they credit worthy? You know, and were they quality shops? So those three items, if they fell all three of those categories, we compiled this list and we wound up with 12,000 florist addresses and names. And we mailed them a kit, which included our directory, our professional floral design magazine, which was the best in the industry, and a couple of other items. We mailed 12,000 kits out. There was a big box with a lot of information in it. And then we brought all of our salesmen in. I think we had around 30. We went down to the Cox Convention Center, or whatever the convention center was named then, put in 30-some Watts lines. And for 2 weeks, we were on the phone calling all these shops. And in that sales blitz, we would also give them an ad for 3 months free. We'd tell them the maximum they could have was 3 ads free. And they'd say, well, we service this town and this town. We would like to have 5 ads. So they'd say, well, just a minute. And they'd call me over and say, Herman, this shop wants 5 ads. We'd say, well, okay, but they have to make sure they use this. So when we told them they could only have 3 ads, they all wanted to fudge and get a couple more ads. And so sometimes you would sell them 7, 8 ads because that was the name of the game. The more ads we had, the more business we'd have. So they got free ads first, but we kept the most of them. And out of those 12,000 shops, we sold 3,300 in 2 weeks, which is just unbelievable. And those shops were all excited about getting into our new service. We gave them a special rebate when we went from 12,000 to 15,000 in a matter of 2 weeks. The volume just doubled because the other shops that were getting orders from new florists were starting to send back to them. It was just an unbelievable growth.
Another time for being giddy, wasn't it?
It really was.
Yeah. So in 16 years, according to my record here, AFS, American Florist Service, served 18,000 florists and customers in 22,000 cities.
That's correct.
You realized your company was no longer a one-man show along about this time as well.
That's right. I think it was 1984 when we looked for a president. I talked to my brother Bob about if he wanted to be president. He said no, he didn't want to be president. So we looked for a president. I had heard of a person named Tom Butler that had worked for FTD, was really in line to be president of FTD, but they chose someone else. So he went to work for a hard goods company, Del Demery in Kokomo, Indiana, Syndicate Sales. A friend of mine came in and we were talking after a design show. And I said, you know, I'm really looking for a president. And he said, well, why don't you get Tom Butler? And I said, well, you know, I didn't really think of him, you know, because he was FTD and went to Syndicate Sales. He says, well, I think he would do it. So we called him that night, and Tom came in, I think, 1 or 2 days later for an interview. We hired him, and Tom started as president. So as he likes to say, I wanted a promotion, and I finally got to be promoted to chairman.
And so did he stay on with you?
Well, he was hired to be kind of an assistant, and he was with me, I guess, around 6 months when I made him president. And he still is connected. He was president all the time. When I sold in 94 with the new company, he continued on as president of AFS. And then when they merged with Teleflor in 2000, he is chairman, I believe.